Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Phil.
Yeah. It's been a long road. I don't know where it's gonna take me. Well, now I got faith. My fans, my loved ones, my block, my people. So love. It's a struggle. You just gotta keep up, keep walking, keep your eyes on the prize. The other foot in front of you. Never know what life will take you, man. Ride with me. Back in the 70s, there just a.
Good evening this evening. My name is Chris Dameron, and I will be a co-host with Cardiac. Tonight's show will be with Jenna Donovan. And I'm just waiting for a couple of people to come on in and join us. Let me see here. We've got somebody calling in. Let's go to them. Good evening. I'm just waiting for Cardiac to call in and the guest to call in this evening. Tonight is Wishful Wednesday. We wish to that Charlie Alejandro will have a great evening this evening. I'm taking over for her. She is at a premiere, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that when she calls in. And I'm just trying to figure out what my wishes are for Wishful Wednesday. I just pray that we get all these people around here and just happen to get everyone thinking about Wishful Wednesday and hoping their wishes do come true, whatever they may be wishing, and all that. The call-in number is, let me get that out of the way while I'm thinking about that. The call-in number is 347-989-1473. Also, if you care to talk to the host or the guest, you can call in there, or you can log into Blog Talk Radio /ordinarywoman and chat with us that way as well. Again, it is blogtalkradio.com /ordinarywoman. OWM is the website to go to, and I just am trying to figure out where my co-hosts are. I'm just hopefully waiting to see about having them come in and so forth. For tonight's show, again, we will be talking to the great Jenna Donovan and rapper L.A. Fresh. Listen as they share their great stories of life and working towards their goal of making it in the music industry. As we sit here and wait, I am just going to try to figure out what to do here as we sit here and I'm just wondering, hold on one second. Here we go. Good evening. How you doing? Is this Jenna?
Hello?
Hello. You're on. Hello?
Am I there? Am I on now?
Yes, you are, Jenna. Oh, how you doing
okay tonight? Good, how are you?
Good. I'm Chris. I'm taking over for Charlie Alejandro. And we're just waiting for Cardiac to come on the line as well. So,
okay. I was confused because I thought Cardiac was already, like, there. So I was like, I don't even recognize the voice.
That is fine, Jenna. How you doing? How's
good,
everything out there in L.A.?
I'm not in L.A. I am actually in Massachusetts.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm just reading what it says off the description here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
I'm from Mass. I'm from Lowell.
Oh, okay. Hold on. We've also got Charlie on the line.
All right.
And Charlie can help us out. Hold on
okay.
1 second.
And it's me, Charlie Alejandro, reporting live from the Premier Scalpers. How's it going?
Charlie, how you doing?
It's amazing. If you guys aren't coming down there, you need to come down. We've got all the celebrities in the house. We've got everybody here for the interviews and stuff. I mean, J.D. Anani just arrived with his crew. The movie's going to be getting away in a little while. So, yeah, it's very exciting. A lot of local celebrities here, so... It's definitely a good time, and I don't know why you guys are over there listening to those guys on the radio. You got to come down and hang with me.
Oh, Charlie. What are we going to do with you?
Yeah.
The great host of Diamond
so
on the Run.
Just let everybody know we're down at Tequila Rain. The movie's going to get started in about maybe 15 minutes. If you want to come down, some of the celebrities are still coming in with the VIPs. We're going to get to see the movie. There's going to be live entertainment afterwards. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock, so definitely come on down. It's going to be a great time.
All right, Charlie. We also have Cardiac on the
line.
Hey,
Cardiac.
What's going on, guys?
Wow,
I was late, man. I was buzzing the tower.
Oh, Cardiac, I got to tell Cardiac, the PR ninja's on the parole, man. I got all the business cards, we're getting the award out there and everything. So, hey, if you're in the Boston area, come on down. It's going to be a great time to show love for our local boy, J. Giannani. Great project, a great movie. So, hopefully
what's the name of the movie?
It's called Scalpers the Movie, and one of the proceeds of the money coming in for the tickets is going to be for the South Boston Basketball Academy. Jay does a lot of programs with the kids to teach them basketball, get them off the street, and everybody knows getting the basketballs and the uniforms because the kids get to keep a shirt can cost money. So a lot of the money coming from the tickets are going to go to that nonprofit. It's called the South Boston Basketball Academy. So, again, come on down. It's a great cause. It's a great time. And you never know what celebrities might show up. You know, the words are buzzing. You never know. There might be some red carpet people showing up. So, if you're in the Boston area, come on down and join us. It'll be a great time.
Sweet, sweet. Now, what's the address of this again?
We're down at Tequila Rain, right on Lansdowne Street. Plenty of parking. We have some great bodyguards here, real nice guys. They'll welcome you in and everything. Just make sure you bring an ID, dress nice, look presentable, and it's a great time.
Sweet, sweet. That sounds like a big thing, Charlie.
Yeah, so, oh, and also send love to L.A. Fresh for the interview and for Jenna Donovan. Make sure that we get them on there and tell the people all the talent we got coming up.
Nice. We're going to get them coming, and we're going to get
good.
That going soon enough. So
awesome.
What else is going on? Yeah, anybody who hasn't seen Charlie with a business card has to understand this woman is lethal.
I am lethal with a business card. I can get a business card in your hand from 50 yards out, and I get that. You look familiar, and then I swept that business card, and after a while, they know who I am. They know the face, but they haven't figured me out yet, but yeah. I know everybody. I tell you. I'm brutal.
You're
I'm like
ninja,
a pig. That's right, Jen. I know everybody. I'm brutal. The ninja, yeah.
The PR ninja.
So, it's a great time. Like I said, the movie's going to get started in a while. They're going to have the movie, and then there's going to be live entertainment. They're going to be here till 2 in the morning. So if you guys are in the area, come on down, support a great cause, and definitely see a great movie and a lot more talent in the area.
Excellent. Keep it moving.
All right, guys, thanks so much. And this is Ordinary Woman, and I'm out. Going to go hang out with some celebrities, do the red carpet stuff, and I will see you guys back on Friday, and I will turn it over to my co-host, Cardiac and Mountain Man, and Jenna, L.A. Fresh, knock them out. Thanks. Bye, Charlie. Have fun.
Bye, Charlie. Have fun.
All right. Bye-bye.
So we have a party chat going on. What's going on? Who's on the phone now?
It's me.
Jenna. She said it's me. We're on the radio, babe. You gotta get it out there. Jenna Donovan. L.A. Fresh in the building. What's going on, people?
I don't know where L.A. Fresh is. He's missing at the moment, but
he's
I'm here. So that's all that matters.
Oh, good. Jenna is the show.
I am
so, Jenna,
the show.
Talk to me, love. What's going on? What do you got going on in the works?
Nothing much at the moment. I'm learning how to play guitar.
Mhm.
It's very interesting. I like it a lot.
You gonna be cracking with the metal?
Maybe. Who knows? You never know with me.
Because I got some things in the works. There's a band out of New York that hit me up, and they want me to do a couple tour dates with them.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, so I might need my vocalist there to do some tunes, you know. So.
No problem.
But so what's up with Fresh in the Store? What's going on with the biz, the mixtapes? What's going on? How'd you get that Onyx thing coming up?
Yeah, we have Onyx next Thursday at... I always pronounce this wrong, so please forgive me. La Pradera on Middlesex Street, over near, I want to say over in near Taco Bell and KFC. I forget the number of it. But,
cool.
What's the name of the place again?
La Pradera.
Oh, yes. La Pradera.
Yeah.
Is
right on Middlesex Street.
All right. And that's going to be going down when, next week?
Next Thursday. I think the doors open at 9 o'clock. I believe performances start at 11 o'clock, and Onyx hit stage at 12 o'clock.
Are you performing this time? Because I heard you
showed
up last time.
Yes, I am
nice.
Performing. Performing. Yeah, I get a longer set this time, too, so it's kind of exciting.
Sweet. That's a good thing. That's a big thing. See, that stuff going on, Jenna.
That's it. Oh, well, that's true. But I always forget about Onyx because it's not my show, technically. So I'm like, but it's the second time, so it's not as starstruck as the last time.
Right,
first
right,
time
right,
was
right,
just
right,
like,
right.
Yeah, I'm opening for Onyx.
Now you're like,
yeah.
I know these guys,
I'm
whatever.
Up Onyx.
We're not sticky,
yeah.
Chilling out.
I've done that already. I've done that. Let's move on.
So, I don't know, man. It's just been crazy running around doing things. We got Charlie over there at that movie premiere thing in South Boston. I am now a resident of South Boston, so that's a big up.
Yeah.
Random story. I was walking through the project today, and I saw a bunch of people taking pictures. Now, normally I thought it was me because, you know, I used to be a celebrity and stuff.
Cardiac.
It wasn't me.
Let's keep it about Jenna tonight.
So, I looked up.
That's cool compared to what he got. I ain't got much going on, so.
There was
Come on, Jenna. You must have something going on here.
No, not really.
You got something
not
in the works here?
Well, I'm learning the guitar, so that's about all I got in the works right now because I'm concentrating on that. That's, like, enough of its own.
Yeah, but this isn't about me. Vocal. This is about a bird. It was a bird. Not just any bird. A hawk.
Yeah.
On someone's AC in the project.
A hawk.
Like, I'm not making this up. I couldn't make this up if I tried. It was looking at me. And he looked kind of perturbed that people were taking pictures of him. Maybe he used to roll with the presidential eagle or something, but, I mean, he looked serious.
That's funny.
So he hung out on the project.
A
he popped a couple 40s, and you know,
so
he's on his way.
So he's a ghetto hawk in the project.
Ghetto hawk, true story though. You don't see that every day.
No, you don't. You don't really.
Mountain man, we got anybody cooking in the background?
No, we not tonight. They left this afternoon. Everyone's gone. I'm here by myself.
Oh, man, doesn't have the entourage today.
No entourage today.
It's all good. We're entouraged by telephone connection. So, Jenna.
Yes.
What is
yes,
it?
Audience. I'm getting
what's
Ellie fresh on the phone right now.
Nice.
But hold on.
And, all right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Not you, D. It ain't all about you. Sorry.
I was ready.
Sorry.
Come on.
Hold on. I'm so used to calling.
I hear a phone jangling.
I hear it too.
Phone ruffle, phone ruffle.
Call going. All right, 347.
She's giving out the number, y'all.
1470.
This is a play-by-play.
Play-by-play, that is right. Cardiac and Mountain Man are hosting the show this evening.
Yeah, so if it's not as smooth as when Charlie runs it, just bear with us, guys. But my man's getting the hang of this thing.
Oh, yes. We're all getting the hang of it.
My man, did you give him the number?
I did. Is his phone on the line yet?
I only see Jenna and Cardiac. Oh, here we go.
I feel we should have some cue music.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing this afternoon?
Now we got a party phone going on, a party line.
Let's do this. So everybody who's just tuning in right now, we got L.A. Fresh and Jenna, a couple artists we've worked well with before in the past, just great people. L.A. Fresh just dropped a mixtape with a bunch of New Hampshire and Lowell 978 rappers out there, and just want to see if you want to talk about that, see how it's going, man. Where can they get it?
It's been going pretty good. Been playing pretty good. Staying busy like usual.
It's what it is, grinding.
Yes, you know the grind. You know more than I can like
today. It is what it is.
I'm all over the place.
You know, I'm all over the place, man. I'm like Helios Thomas.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Without the Ritalin.
Get around.
I'm everywhere. I'm like satellites. But yo, say, LA Fresh, give them a website, like where they can reach the mixtape. You still got that store up there? What's going on with that?
Yep, we're still doing Pisana Boutique in Nashua, 122 Main Street. You can get all the freshest stuff from Crooks and Castle to Kid Robot to Wings to whatever. You can find them in Boston. You'll be able to find it up here.
Now, these are all high-end stuff, you know, like a lot of these are singular pieces you can't get nowhere else. A lot of these stuff are like limited line stuff, so if you guys want to check out Fresh's store, you got a nice little boutique over there. Give them the address again.
122 Main Street, Nashua, New Hampshire. It's called Pisana.
Pisana. Plug it. Pisana. Check it out. You got mixtapes. What else you got in there?
We got sneakers. We got hat shirts, mixtapes. We got actually custom sneakers in there lately. We've been doing also like live shows and like autographic like mixtape CD signings and from different artists. Got different stuff going on each month.
Nice, man. You probably have to sell one up soon, man.
Yes.
So what are the hours? When is usually open? They got a phone number?
We are open Monday through Sunday. Monday through Friday, we're open till 8, which, 11 till 8, and, Saturday and Sunday, we're open till, or Sunday, we're open till, 6. Yeah.
So, we got the store popping, you got mixtapes popping, and if y'all don't know Fresh, he be up in his room like the dungeon master. Stepping beats, working on new music and stuff.
He
like,
lives
I don't
here.
He's like,
I don't even see him, and I live here.
I'm like, Jennifer, what are you making? Like, he's upstairs. I ain't seen him in 2 days. I know he's upstairs.
I know,
there.
Right?
If, you know, like, they're a good couple because Fresh would probably die if Jenna wasn't down there to, like, you know, slide some food under the door every once in a while. My man just gets in the zone, forgets to eat. It's
hey,
crazy.
Exactly. You know, if I don't tell him to eat, he don't eat. He'd be like Skeletor.
Very true, man. I grind too hard.
That's what it is, man. Everybody need that girl by their side, man. Like that Bonnie and Clyde chick, you know, to get there. Not everybody.
That's
what it is, man. Because my girl take care of me. She feed me. I'd be pretty struggling.
I swear, he doesn't even, like, leave the computer for anything. He's on
that
thing.
No, this dude,
like,
he is on that thing heavy.
Right?
Now, I thought Charlie was heavy on the computer, but that seemed fresh. I was like, there's a new title holder for that one, though.
Oh, yeah,
and he
that.
Ain't even searching the internet or nothing. He's always just on there with the music program open.
That's what I like, that grind, like, you know, like, anybody doesn't know, it's like, we're very, very into music, all types of music, different sounds, different styles, and we just get together and we jam, and, like, I mean, it's just cool when you meet people like that, that and we're all positive-minded people, like, you know what I mean? When I'm around Jenna and Fresh, we're all thinking about the next move, the next thing, we're not bogging each other down with, oh, I wish I could do this, or I wish I could do that, and what was me type stuff, like, it's not
just
cool.
Like, people. Let's get done.
Get it done.
Down to make some shit, I'm down to make some tracks.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So, Fresh, you got that website?
Yeah, I got, it's like, you can find me on the MySpace, obviously, which is myspace.com/LAFresh.
With three and H's.
With three H's, yes.
Don't worry, Cardi, I actually shortened it just for you.
Like LA Fresh.
Yeah,
but remember, it was LA Fresh Feel Good Music.
Yeah, because I told Fresh, I was like, your name's ill, keep it simple. Because people are lazy nowadays. Like, you give them an address, it's too long. They're like, oh, whatever.
They'll be like, LA Fresh, Feel Good Music, blah, blah, blah.
Well, mine's still long, though. I still get Feel Good Music. Jenna Feel Good Music. But at least you don't have to think about 3 A's.
That's good because Precious was long. It was like, I was like, this is a my place? Like, it was like,
because
people yelled at me for mine.
Everybody has it.
Yeah, because they were like, CPR, that. Boston, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, I got to change that too.
Like half time.
That's what it is.
True.
So, people, so we talk about, yes. That's what it is. When we tell people to keep their messages or emails like succinct to a point, it's all from experience. People yelling at us or our people like amongst each other, like, all right, God, change that. So, what's going on in New Hampshire, y'all?
Trying to get up, man. Trying to get out there. I got a lot of new stuff coming out and a lot of stuff you're going to like, actually.
Nice.
Yeah,
we're
gonna
get
like
some
the music. Yeah, I know. We don't see nearly enough of each other.
I'm down. We got all sponsored out Boston. My girl, like us, we're like wide open doors. Y'all can come down whenever. Come out with jam out. My man, will come out here and do some stunts with us.
We're mobile now, so I mean we can get down there. So
well, that's what's up.
We actually got a whip now.
Okay.
No more carpooling.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, we're doing a road trip coming up soon. So, Mama.
Yes.
Goose. What's going on?
Nothing. Just sitting here listening to you guys. Watching the chat, the control room, and making sure everything's coming in and all that.
Mama, hit everybody at home with the number and way to reach us during the show.
The call-in number is 347-989-1473, and the address is blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman. Go ahead, Cardiac.
Ordinary Woman.
I don't know.
Mountman is filling in just like me, so we're getting it on. But I'm talking to two talented people, Jenna and LA Fresh. They own a boutique. Jenna is a jack of all trades. She's singing. She's playing guitar.
I'm almost playing guitar. I can't say I play the guitar yet.
Oh, come on. You can play guitar.
I don't even know a song yet. I just started 2 weeks ago. But I suck less than I did last week, so I guess that's good.
So, could you play a note?
I could play, like, progressions.
Nice.
I could play a note.
That's better than me. I can play Guitar Hero, and I still stink at it, so.
Oh, gosh. You can't follow the colors?
Nah, it's complicated.
It's complicated, but you're a musician.
I'm colorblind.
You can feel rhythm. If you can feel rhythm, you can get the colors down.
I'll figure it out one of these days.
Yeah, I know. I wish this guitar had colors on it, though. tell me which colors to hit at each time. It'd be much easier.
Maybe we're onto something.
And I wouldn't have calluses. Would not have calluses on my fingers right now because the strings hurt like never.
You're
not using
a guitar pick? You're trying to be an OG?
Yeah, I'm using the pick, but like when holding the strings at the neck hurt and shit. So.
I hear you. I hear you.
They hurt, but luckily I'm a cook, so I didn't have long to break those in, so they actually don't even hurt anymore, and it's only been 2 weeks. My fingertips have already been burnt, so.
So do you have any recipes for anybody? Because last time I tried to get a recipe out of Chris's buddy in the background, he wouldn't give it up.
A recipe for what?
Anything.
Nah, I ain't got a recipe.
She's like,
Then I have to give away my home secret cooking.
See, man, everybody's being stingy with their recipes. That's messed up.
Hey, we all have our own recipes and we all have our own spices and stuff to put in them. So we don't want to share them. Come on, Cardiac.
They got to be a family secret somehow.
Exactly.
So, people at home, outside of family secrets, how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music seriously for the last 4 years.
But I've always sang. Any projects or stuff that you talk about that you've worked on before, any artists that you'd like to mention? Now's the time to be diva-ish.
I've worked with Nomad Eye from Boston. He's actually recently won the Joe Higgs Award for Best New Artist. And I believe he won a couple other awards different year for the same award show. He's opened up, and I've opened up with him for Mighty Mystic, also out of Boston, both from Sound Renegade?
Yeah, Renegade Sound Station.
I've also worked with Cardiac. I've worked with Sacrifice. I've worked with, now I have to go down the line. Let's see.
Yes, you do.
Let's see. Mr. DL, I've worked with LA Fresh over here. Most of my stuff has been done with LA Fresh. I have a couple of my own songs also. But writing songs is a little bit harder in my area of things, so I kind of just like to work with people just to keep doing what I'm doing and so I don't lose inspiration or whatnot. That's why I picked up the guitar, hopefully to learn my own songs on the guitar and hopefully write some songs on the guitar and sing other people's songs on the guitar and be able to perform a little bit more.
That's what it is. Now, another thing I want to talk about, like one thing we do on the show a lot, we talk about, ways to stay positive. What some of the ways you found over the years to stay positive?
I just hit a big slump with like everything going on in music. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I still am kind of up in the air about music, but I like to do it, so it's either how it goes. But I kind of just like take some time for myself and try to figure out what it was that why I started originally. And just having LA Fresh around helps to keep my mind stayed up there and positive. Family, friends, they always help keep up the positive mind state. I work out to try to keep that positive mind state also, staying healthy. Well, try anyway. Just about as everybody else tries to stay healthy. but I don't know. I still have my ups and downs like everyone else. I just try not to give up on what it is that I'm working on. I basically just try to keep up with it, regardless of you hearing from me or not. I try to do something with it, you know. Right now I'm taking lessons, so.
That's awesome. I mean, basically that's the thing I tell everybody. Is like, you have to keep your grind. You have to keep your head. But there's times like, you know, me, like, I, you know, Fresh, everybody goes through those moments as an artist where you might doubt yourself or where you're going or where you're at currently. But I just think that, you know, sometimes those times where you take 2 or 3 days or maybe even a week where, you know, in your Fortress of Solitude or Fresh's Bell Tower, you just, have time to just really, really ground yourself and think about where you're going to go, what you're going to do. Because, I mean, now, like, with everything going on with my music and everything else, it's like sometimes you lose touch with your friends and everybody else and family sometimes because you're running around. And sometimes you're doing so many different projects that you kind of lose a bit of yourself as an artist. because you're doing what other people want you to do, or, you know, you're maybe bending a little bit towards someone else's style, and after a while you're like, whoa, I got to really focus on myself here.
Yeah, I've been through that phase already. I went through that phase at the beginning. I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm okay with, you know, being told what to do. And then I realized I'm really not okay with being told what to do. I kind of want to, if I want to sing, I kind of want to do it my own way. I mean, I still don't have a style. I still am just experimenting. I work with a bunch of rappers to help that. Recently, the last show, Tragic, opened up with me. We did a couple songs together. And, you know, it was just a great experience to just work with different people. I always end up making good friends out of the people I work with. So far, the people I have worked with is a good handful of, you know, a music fam that I've built, that we've built up over the years. So, I mean, I just like working with people. It's fun. I think music should just be all about working with each other and trying to collaborate on stuff, just trying to make it happen, keep other people's mind states positive.
In other words, non-Boston haterish crabby stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, well, not like Boston hates, but we're going to make Boston stop hating soon. It is like, you know, we got a good circle going right now. I mean, look at, you're coming
up.
Are you
guys, are you guys going to check out the MIT Awards?
The what?
The Mass Industry Committee, the huge local artists, basically they're going to have another awards mixer coming up within the week. I'll get the date and I'll plug it again, and
okay.
I'll send you guys the email. But if you guys check out, you know, my MySpace or cardiac.com, I'll put an update on it. And it's for any local artist, regardless of genre or whatever. It's just a good place to go down there and mix and meet people, and, you know, just get in the mix with the people that are really making moves right now, as far as for local artists and you know, video producers, you know, record guys, everything. They're all going to be there, and it's just a really good thing to get out there and get known and get noticed, because it's such a small clique. But as Jenna knows, and I'm sure Fresh knows, you bounce around so many studios, and you realize you're bouncing into the same people over and over and over.
One huge circle.
It's huge, man. And Fresh is a networker. Fresh will be in the cut real quiet, and then, like, he'll slide a card in your pocket in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm a low-key. I'm a low-key guy, but I get around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true, man. The circle is definitely well-connected. I'm bumping into everybody from, like, studio to studio. Just like, oh, wait a minute. You know him, and he knows you, and so on and so forth.
So I wanted to talk about this. Like, what do you think are your top 5 rules for networking, outside of music or anything, just in general, like selling yourself? What do you think are your top 5 rules that you would follow
for networking?
Yeah.
One is definitely getting across to the people yourself, meeting the people that you're trying to get out to. You know what I'm saying? Definitely getting out there, like you're saying, going out to these meetings and meeting different people in the industry and the business. Letting them see your face. Don't always have other people doing stuff for you. Show that you're the one that's behind everything, that you're serious, that you got the drive. You know what I mean? Because that proves a lot to people that you're trying to network to. It doesn't seem that you're half-assing things, so to say.
Right.
Another thing for networking, like, I don't know, man. Networking is, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's endless.
I think it's endless, and I think either you're good at it or you're not. I think
some people
have a knack for it, and some people don't. One of my major rules is always to turn a phone call, even if it's an hour or two later or off key or whatever. Like, just return the phone call, because someone reached out for you, you should return the same thing.
Yeah, I hear that.
And like I said, like, keeping things clear, concise.
It's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Like, you know, like, someone came out to your show, thank them that they came out the next day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like, a key thing for networking, gaining extra fans. Like, people just appreciate that extra thank you. Like, oh, he actually said a thank you to me today? Wow.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
That's one recipe we just got on the air tonight, people. It's the recipe for humble pie. Like, put that all together and email it out, and people realize if you're a humble, cool person, people are going to want to do things with you. Because no one wants to work with a diva or a person who thinks they're a superstar when they live two streets away from you.
Yeah, I know, right? Doing the same thing you're doing. Living. Living day to day, just like everybody else.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I live right next door, you know? I tell people, you know, like, fresh touch on it huge. If you thank a person, that's humongous. Like, you don't think so, but in this business, so many people are like, yeah, whatever. And they're in and out of the show or in and out of their thing. They don't even thank the person that booked them the show. They don't thank the sound guy. They don't thank the guys at the door. Like, if you, a couple thank yous before you walk out, people are going to remember you.
Yeah.
And the next time you come in, they're going to want to take care of you.
Definitely learned that from personal experience already recently.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it a lot when you you know, you show that extra.
Well, tell us that story. What happened? What was that experience?
Well, just like actually, just like the last Onyx show recently, actually, I had helped put that together with my friend DL, and you know, he's been like grinding like crazy, and where he's been like. Doing that first Onyx show was pretty much one of his first big shows of actually having to do everything, do the promoting, get everybody together, make sure, like, you know, the club's straight, make sure that the stage is set, make sure everything's all, you know, set. So it was kind of a crazy experience for him. So there was nobody there actually trying to help him out while he was going through the whole crazy stressful transition. So basically, I pretty much tried to help him out as much as I could, and, you know, and at the end of the night, it's just a couple little things that I did, like, you know, I guided the bar guy at some point, and I did another thing where Gail was just like, yo, thank you. Like, these little extra things, I've had all these people around me the last couple weeks, and no one's offered to do anything, you know, anything to me. So, you know, I was just like, I appreciate the extra little things that you did to try to make this night a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, no problem, man. You let me open. You know, I mean, I don't have no problem doing that for you. You know?
Right.
You know what I mean? But nobody else offered to do it for him out of anybody else who opened for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just little things, and he appreciated it, you know? So, I don't know.
So that's huge.
And for
like
all
said,
you
like,
listeners that don't know who Onyx is, they're the slam. Da-da-da,
da-da-da.
Talk it up, Jenna. Talk it up.
Yo, seriously, I've been trying to sell the show, and people are like, who's Onyx? I'm like, you don't even know who Onyx is? I was like, how can you not know who Onyx is? And then I started sounding like,
they're getting honored for hip-hop honors.
Yes, they did.
So, I mean, that's huge, you know. So
they didn't have that honor last time we opened for them. So that's even huge. You know, that's a huge difference in experience for us to be able to open up for someone like that. I mean, not many people get that chance.
For those who don't know, like, I feel a lot of people jump on the hip-hop bandwagon now, I think after the 50 Cent thing, where everybody, you know, all of a sudden all the clubs are starting to play hip-hop again because it's all top 40 stuff. But, I mean, these are one of the, like, they're legends. You know, they're in the hip-hop Hall of Fame now, you know what I mean? So for anybody who's been in the business as long as me or Jenna and Fresh Grinding, without disclosing our ages, because you guide that to the heart, but I'm saying, like, it's huge to be on stage with these type of people. Like, I remember one of my first shows I did was, you know, on the same stage as Big Pun. And just to be on the same stage as him, it was like shortly after he died, that was like huge for me. You know, so when a lot of these
people... Yeah, I performed at a place like that.
Right, you know, so it's like people come in so... I feel like that we got to take a lot of the hot air out of the game because... Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that promise things and say they can do things and then offer things when they really just want to be around the party but don't really want to help make the party happen. And but when the party's good, they want to put their stamp on it.
Like, oh, I did that. I help with that. I help with this. I help with that. No, you were just standing there the whole time watching me pick up that whole case of water. You saw sweat dripping and everything. You didn't help. You didn't help at all.
So, like, these are little things, man. Like, as far as I'm concerned, no artist should ever have to lift a finger. That's one thing. But when you come out of your way and say, look, I am an artist, but I'm not gassed like that, I'm going to help you out, That's huge because people aren't used to that vibe being given off. And I think that's the problem in Boston and a lot of other areas, which I mean, like I said, I'm in constant contact with people in Detroit and stuff like that. It's not like that out there. A lot of the groups, Georgia, you know, Atlanta, all these places, they have these huge, like, communities and everyone wants to help each other out.
Yeah.
They just want to see somebody make it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, when everybody's willing to do a little thing, that little thing comes back to you. Like, every time I move, pay it forward, you know, you can think it's whatever, but, I believe anything you do in life comes back to you. It's all karma. And so the more little things you do, the one big thing is going to come to you. You know, whether you think so or not, or whether when it lands on your lap, you're like, wow. You know, people are like, oh, yeah, you know, that just fell on their lap. No, it didn't. There was a lot of rocks I moved out of the way to make that boulder come down the hill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's ill what you guys are doing, man. God bless, because that's big. I mean, whether you guys think it's big or not, that's big. You know, you guys are getting in there. It's hard to get into opening for big groups.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You know, and that's one little
I mean, and this
thing.
Is a private show. This is like, you could touch them. You can see you're right there, like, their sweat is on, dripping on top of you type stuff. Like, it's like, you could take a picture of their armpit if you want to. Actually, I think I saw a picture of their armpit on one of the last shows.
Oh,
I mean, this is like an up-close personal performance that nobody's ever going to get. You know, you don't get that at a concert. You don't get that when you're in a big venue. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're pretty humble guys to the fact that, you know, they took pictures with everybody who wanted pictures. I mean, there wasn't any fights the whole night. I mean, the bar did get a little crazy. They were all jumping up and down. I thought I saw people
right.
hit the ceilings with their head and stuff. But, I mean, I saw 2 cases of water go out into the crowd. But it was a really good show. It was probably, like, the best experience out of a show that I could get. And I've seen my favorite singers, like, live. And that the experience I got at the Onyx show was just totally, totally different. And to be able to be a part of it was just even better.
And it's cool because, like, these people... They've all been established. I mean, they've done tons of TV shows. Sticky Fingers and Fredro Starr. Like, Fredro Starr's been in movies, Sunset Park,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's say The Last Dance, like, all these, you know, movies and stuff. You know, Sticky Fingers, you know, done a lot of episodes of The Shield. You know, he had his own show, that Blade show, I think it was on USA. So, I mean, all these guys have... You know, done the Hollywood thing, the rapping thing, and then they're back here doing local shows and stuff. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you guys should definitely go check that out if you can. Ali Fresh and Jenna, again, are going to be there. Guys, could you give me the address one more time?
It's La Pradera on Middlesex Street. I don't know the number exactly. Louis, you want to look at the flyer and see the number of it?
While Fresh is doing that, do you know what the tickets are going to cost?
Yeah, it's going to be a 21-plus event at 717 Middlesex Street, La Pradera, $20 event, $20 at the door.
So $20 to go to a crazy kick-butt show where you're going to probably be able to touch, take pictures, chill with these people. And
you can videotape it. You can do whatever.
It's going to be an experience. So definitely check it out. All you young heads that just turned 21 and don't know about Onyx, go check it out. Get your education.
Also, they're also repping 100 Mad, so there's going to be Onyx plus 100 Mad, which is a new super hip-hop group that they're starting with Sticky Fingers, Mick K, Larceny, Sunny C, Mr. DL, and I think I'm missing somebody, but I don't know who exactly. But,
yeah, well, 100 Mad, they do have a website. Right? They get a MySpace, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know the exact address to it.
Well, talk it up.
So it'll be like MySpace, MySpace/ 100 Mad.
And it's
like
just the number. It's 100 MADD, right? Or MAD.
MAD.
Yeah, 100 MAD. And you have to Google that. I'm pretty sure it'll pop up. That you can Google anything these days and it'll pop up. Some stuff you don't want it to pop up, but it's there. So don't do that if you want people to Google it. So that's what it is, man. So that's huge. I think, you know, you guys are getting in there. You're gonna see you guys getting into these shows, man. Like doing these things, man. Because we've done a lot of shows together. It's always been smooth. Last show we did at Willie Tops. A couple crazy things happened towards the end of the night, but it's whatever. Like I said, you just keep positive, keep moving, keep plugging away, doing your things, man. Like I'm saying, look, you guys got a business. you know, you guys, you know, I'm talking to you guys, Dennis, like, I'm not doing much for you. You're learning guitar. You and your man got a business. You're performing with Hip Hop Honor Award winners, and you're walking in the building like, whatever, that's just sticky. You know, that's not what the average person does, you know what I'm saying? So,
whatever.
Come on.
That I haven't showed nobody yet.
So that's what it is. Like I tell people, like, you know what I mean? Like, you never know who you're talking to or who you're giving attitude to or what door that can open for you. Just say what up. You know,
also,
how you doing?
If you're ever asked to collaborate with anybody, never say no, because you never know. Their fan base could be your fan base eventually. Vice versa, you'll get a good contact out of it probably. You'll learn, you'll meet new people. You'll probably learn a different style of music if you're not used to whatever it is they're doing. I mean, that's a good networking. I should have added that to the recipe earlier.
Definitely. I'd like to give a big shout out to Cadillac Music. Spell that with a K. How do you spell it?
K-A-D-I-L-A-C.
Cadillac Music. They do some reggaeton. They're based out of New York. They were just down in Puerto Rico with my homeboy Echo over there. 3-time Grammy winner, trying to make things happen. We're going to be doing some collabos, so I definitely wanted to give them a huge shout out. Check out Cadillac Music on MySpace. K-A-D-I-L-A-C. Cadillac with a K.
Come on, Cadillac.
With a K.
Cadillac. 100 Mad. Onyx in the building. This is madness. So, Fresh, what's good? You in the bell tower?
Yeah, you know it, man.
My man, don't leave. You should just put a bat phone in the bell tower.
Wow.
I just, you just get a big red phone with a glass case around it. And it'll just light
up.
Oh,
you know, we got one of those hospital bell rings, you know, so every time you need something, he just rings it.
Are you serious?
You need it? You need it? No, no.
Oh, no.
Come on, Cadillac. You should know me better than that by now.
Oh, no. He was like, ring, ring.
I would have broke that bell a long time ago. Even if we did have one, that would have lasted longer than a minute.
I was just going to say, you see this bell?
Throw it out the window, hit somebody in the head. Oops, siren. You can take that bell, though. Sorry.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, good times, having fun here on the Ordinary Woman Talk Show, momentarily hijacked by Cadillac and Mountain Man. Because I call
and
that
I'm
average heat juice.
Watch out, Cadillac. I'm coming for your co-host spot.
Uh-oh.
Watch out there, Cadillac. She's coming.
How would you spell that? Like, Ordinary Woman's Juice?
Yeah, come on. you
ordinary
women, and
men.
Oh,
actually,
goodness.
I was kind of thinking that. I was like, isn't this show called Ordinary Woman? I was like, but it's going to be run by males tonight, I guess.
Yeah, so it's Ordinary Women.
There's something
helper.
You're not telling us. I haven't seen you in a while, so...
Well,
yeah,
it can always change. You know, I don't know.
That's what it is. If y'all don't know what what it is means, it's a term you can use for anything. Someone calls you and you're like, what it is? It's like, what up? Or someone has a problem, you're like, what it is? And it's this way, you just spell it all together. What it is it all together. What it is?
What it is.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
at least we have fun. That's the important part here. At least we have fun.
It's all about fun, man.
It's all about fun and games and performing with hip hop award winners acting like it's nice. That's what it is.
And just look at it this way. Like, I'm the only girl in the whole show. So I'm like, fun with all these hip hop rap artists, and I'm like, all right, and here's me, little R&B singer. Stuck out in the middle. You know,
well, talk it up,
Jenna.
Talk it up, hon.
That
talk
is a huge deal, though. Come on. I'm the only girl who could probably say that I've opened up for Onyx ever.
That is true.
I don't
ever
remember. Yeah, I think I'm the only person ever, and only R&B singer female. I heard the last show they had an R&B male singer, but as far as females go, I don't think I've ever seen anybody share the stage with them. So
no, I don't think so. I think we should check that out.
And my music so sticks out like a sore thumb in a rap. I'm lucky I like hip hop to the point where it's in my music.
No, that's huge, man. You're like the first lady of Onyx.
Yeah, I know.
I want to talk about one more thing with you guys. You and Fresh, like, you guys had a crazy dynamic. You know, he's a producer, he does music, you sing, you guys are a couple, and you guys are in the business, you're always grinding together. Like, how do you guys maintain, like, a business dynamic and a relationship dynamic for, you know, people at home not listening? Yeah, like, I don't see it at all with you guys. It's like the same thing.
Is it different?
I want to know y'all's secret. Like, what are y'all drinking? Like, what is it? What is it?
We can't share
y'all
what we're drinking. You can't handle what we drink. You can't handle it. You just can't handle it, Cardiac.
Well, my new drink is Grand Marnier and cranberry.
Oh,
it's good.
Haterade.
Yeah, I know. I ain't drinking no Haterade.
So, you know, what, like tips for, like, you know, like, because usually you have, you know, one singer with a boyfriend or one rapper with a girlfriend, like, you don't really have two people working together trying to achieve the same goal. So, like, anything y'all got, like, relationship tips for other people trying to do things together like that, what do you think keeps y'all
so
cool?
I just think if you're both dedicated to it, you just, it's whatever. I mean, we just sit here. Most of the time it's him saying, you want to get on this track, or me saying, I want to get on this track, and then we just do it. And right now for where I comfortably sing and where I feel my style the most is when all the stuff that I've worked with him on so far. You know, nobody
right.
else has been able to bring that side of my singing style out. I haven't even been able to bring it out in my writing. I mean, even though everything I write to him with him is all, I write it all myself too. But
mm-hmm.
usually we just, like, kind of conspire off each other's ideas, and we don't kill each other in the process. Okay, sometimes I might want to kill him in the process, but
the truth comes out.
But it's all good at the end of the day. We've known each other for a long time, so, you know, we've kind of got over all those flaws by now. We already know the flaws. We've seen the evils of each other. So, I mean, we already have a bond nobody can break, and music just made it a little bit stronger. And we are the only couple, like you said, the only couple I've ever heard of that's actually done something together. And I said, if we don't make it apart, we'll definitely make it together.
See that. I mean, I see good things for y'all. And like I said, man, I'm only saying this because I've been in the business so long. I've seen so many couples, like, just, you know, either the hating boyfriend or the, you know, the over gold diggish girlfriend. And
jealous of another. That's the problem. Like, it's always like if one's got the starlight, one other person usually gets jealous in the relationship. Like,
right.
With us, it's not like that because it's like we're going for the same thing.
I mean,
we're trying to get to the same place.
If one of us did hit off before the other one, we still are just the type to be like, I mean, we're both in it together either way you look at it, you know.
Right.
So,
it's just the door opening for both of y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
I mean,
people don't
the door
think
opens,
that way.
No, not at all. And that's what people don't think about in general. Like, people don't think that, well, just because, like, you know, if you work together, you never know what's going to happen. That's why I think, like, people should just collaborate more. You never know what could happen. Who knows what you could do with this person and what doors you can open. I mean, with us, we just so happen to want to talk about the same topics. We want to write about the same stuff. You know, we have a lot to say. We have a big message to send out to people. And we feel that together is a good way to get our point across. You hear it from a female point of view. You hear it from a male point of view. And also, our styles are they're pretty much the same. I've noticed, like, if he's singing his songs or just going over that, like, we mesh well together. Our styles are not very apart from each other. We love the same types of music. You know, we both vibe to the same types of styles of music. And once we both vibe, we just write a track, do what we gotta do.
That's what it is. I mean, I think, like I said, I just think it's a beautiful thing y'all got. And I'm just saying, I just wanted to show other people that it can be done.
Yeah, exactly.
And it should be done a lot more. And I think that, you know, you support your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever without that, you know, hidden incentive for yourself, it's going to come to you anyway. You know what I mean? I just think, you know, like I said, I just, you know, God bless y'all guys. You guys, you got, like, ill dynamic. You're doing your thing. We definitely got
to
get up.
I mean, we both still have our own projects, too, which keep us from being, you know, going crazy over everything that we're doing, because he has his stuff he's doing and I have stuff I do, too. So, I mean, that keeps it at an equal, too. Well, we're not
which
always working together, but we're still doing the same thing and working towards the same goal. And we still have time away and still have time to concentrate on our own type of music for our own serenity, you know, sanity, I should say.
So now we got two recipes. We got a recipe for humble pie and a recipe for a good rock star relationship. So
that's
doing these recipes,
Cardiac. Cooking with Cardiac. You kissing y'all? I'm
cooking with
Cardiac
tonight.
But wow, this hour has flown by. We got 5 minutes left. Any last plugs, guys? Anything you guys want to get on there?
Oh yeah, I got another mixtape coming out next week.
Oh, man. What's the title?
Talk it out.
I can't really spit it out there because the title's kind of inappropriate, but...
Oh, all right.
Well, yeah. It's not inappropriate. It's just not...
It's just not, you know...
It's not G-rated?
It's
Smoke Green mixtape.
Oh, okay.
All right. Smoke Green mixtape. Session one.
Only you got to replace the green. That's all. Take that as you wish.
Yeah, so Smoke Green mixtape, is it going to be on your website?
Yes, it's going to be on my MySpace, which is obviously MySpace/LAFresh.
Three H's.
Three H's. You know, you can also find it at Sauna Boutique, 122 Main Street, Nashua, New Hampshire. You can also, you're also going to find it at Bam's Barbershop in downtown. A couple of local
Bam!
Stores.
Shout out to Bam.
So, you'll find it around the way. It'll be in your hood. A hood near you.
Yes.
And if you
we'll
can't find it, we'll email
firm.
It to you.
That's what it is. They'll email it. They'll give y'all, they might even give y'all a little Onyx autograph. Y'all nice.
Yeah, right. You know, the last time we performed with Onyx, I didn't even get a picture. Do you want to know why? Because
why?
I felt bad bothering them for a picture because so many people did that night. So I was like, I don't know. I kind of want to go over there, but they've already probably taken over 100 pictures. So I'm just going to be, you know, the modest one and just, you know, be nice and not get a picture. But this time I said, yeah, right, I'm getting it this time.
I want 4, and I want a video.
And I want the autograph. And then if I'm going to keep opening for you guys, you know, it's got to be a constant thing. A constant thing. Get autographs out for people. But then everybody was like, oh, no, that's what they do. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I'm trying to be considerate, you know?
Considerate,
you know,
show business,
chance,
that's like a weird mix.
Well, you know what, though? This is the second time I've done it. I had a chance to go up to Lily Allen when, like, I saw her coming from her bus to the House of Blues. She looked cold, tired, and, like, she just woke up from a day of hell. And
right.
I was just like, I really wanted to go over and say hi, shake her hand, whatnot, but I just.
I've got 90 seconds, guys.
So,
90 seconds,
I mean,
y'all. So,
take a chance as
seconds.
You get them if you feel the right, you know.
I feel y'all. So, everybody knows, like, you know, you see a famous person, if they look tired and, like, have an extra hell, leave them alone.
Yeah, you know.
They're trying to be social, but not all the time.
You know,
so,
100 billion pictures taken every day.
And that's what it is. So, Jenna, LA Fresh, thanks for coming through. My man, holding down the boards.
Yes.
60 seconds to go here, so any last plugs?
All right, it's been good. Thank you, Cardiac. Again, get in touch with us so we can get up soon.
Definitely, man. We'll do that.
We will go down to Boston and see you.
Yeah, man. Come down, Sophie. We'll look at the Hawks.
All right, guys. All right. We'll catch you.
It was nice chatting with you guys.
Nice chatting with you guys as well. Anyhow,
all right,
Cardiac.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes.
You still there? Okay, you still there? Just making sure there.
No more technical difficulties. So this is me and my man signing off. Crazy guest hosting for extraordinary, ordinary woman Charlie Alejandro, who is down there at the South Boston movie premiere, getting it in, networking, doing ninja stuff.
All right.
That's how we do
okay.
it.
All right, Cardiac. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too,
All right, talk to you later.
All right, man.